in your Bible this morning, in Luke's Gospel. I want to start to reading, if we could, if you'd stand with us. And I'm going to skip around. I'm going to hit a few things that are highlighted and then try to get into what the Lord's put on my heart this morning. The Bible said in Luke chapter number 2, verse number 1, it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Now, tax is just not started, and so ain't no sense in thinking about it. In Jesus' day, they had tax. I've heard it say two things. You're going to learn, you're going to pay tax, and you're going to die. Somebody say amen right there. Ain't no sense in us bellyaching over either one, just getting ready to do both. Amen. And so the Bible said in verse 3, and all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. In verse 6, and so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Nothing's changed there today, neither. You know, there's no room for those who care for Christ today. Long as you're hugging the trees and saving the whales, it's all right. But when you take a stand in Jesus' name, it troubles the world. They find, you'll soon find out they don't have a lot of room nor time for you. But I love what he said over in Luke 1 and verse 76. He said, thou child shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. Aren't you glad he's ended our darkness? The day spring, our day may cloud over, honey, but our night will not return. I'm glad he is the day spring on high. Then he said this, verse number 11 of chapter 2, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. There's nothing changed about that today neither. It's still the Lord. He said, you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And then he said in verse 21, when 8 days were accomplished, the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now verse 25. The Bible said, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Thank you for standing this morning of honoring the reading of the Word of God. I'm interested in this Bible character where the Lord said that He was a servant called Simeon. A servant called Simeon. Now, it's amazing to me how good the Lord has been to people like him. It's amazing to me how good the Lord has been to people like us. And I want you to know, first of all, the society in how he lived. In society, how he lived. The Bible said, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him." Now, in this society of how he lived, notice he was a man of witness. In verse 25, he said that he was just and devout. Preacher, what is that? Well, just was his character before men. But devout showed his commitment before God. Give us some more men that will stand in Jerusalem. Jerusalem being a type of our church this morning. Oh Lord, how we need some men that would stand in the gap. The Bible said over, I read this morning in the book of Ezekiel chapter 22, that where God sought for a man, and he said that would stand, that would make up a hedge and stand in the gap. Boy, wouldn't that be a blessing if we could find some more men like Simeon that was just before men and devout to God? Men, our word ought to be our bond this morning. We ought not have to sign a contract. The Bible said, "Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay." Amen. And I believe we need some just men in the day and hour that we live. Some men that would walk with God. Oh, how we need some men that will walk with God. I was reminded a while ago about Enoch. The Bible said Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. Now isn't it amazing? The Bible said Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. Isn't it amazing that how some children will make you walk with God? He wasn't doing nothing till Methuselah come along. I was one of them boys that make a mom and daddy walk with God. Amen. Boy, ain't it amazing how God will birth something in your life to make you walk with God. He may birth a pain in your life. Some of you here this morning, because God brought a pain in your life, and since that pain came, you began to walk with the Lord. Some of you, God has birthed a problem in your life, and it's made you start walking with the Lord. I'm glad one day God will let some things be brought about in my life to turn me in my direction and make me walk with the Lord. Now, honey, the Bible said he walked with God, and he was not, because God took him. Now, he was not an astronaut. He was not a cosmonaut. He was a was not. There's coming a day, honey, at the sound of the trumpet. I won't be an astronaut nor a cosmonaut. Praise God, I'm going to be a was not. How am I getting out of this old world? Thank God I got a home awaiting for me yonder in glory this morning. Now, he walked with the Lord. The Bible said Simeon was a just and a devout man. Hey, men, there's nothing wrong with being a man. I mean a man. Wear clothes like a man and cut your hair like a man. Amen. Quit wearing earrings like a girl and look like a man. Amen. And get them out of your nose. These boys wearing stuff in their head. I'd go to the doctor to get them out of me this morning. Praise God, look like you fell in the tackle box. Somebody say amen right there. I mean, it's amazing. Some boys, folks, is going to get put in. I'd be going to the doctor to get pulled out. Well, that didn't cost you much more. I thought I'd say it anyhow. But you know, we need some men back walking around Jerusalem that'll be a man. A man that'll come to church. Somebody say amen right there. Some of you sorry rascals, you ain't got enough God about you to get you back to church. I'd be looking at me seeing if the Holy Ghost lived in me or not. Some of you rascals done got too sorry to work, provide for your family. You need a good booyah by the grace of God. That's all you need this morning is a Holy Ghost booyah on the seat of your britches.
And so, you know, you can't help sorriness. You can clean up nasty, but you can't help sorriness. And so it ought to be some men that will be a man and be just and devout. Amen. Just to mankind and devout to God. Oh, we need some men back in Jerusalem that will be a man. Go and say amen right there, ladies. It'll be all right. You know, some of you boys show your priorities are the way how you treat your wife. Your shotgun's worth more than what your wife drives. And you feed your dogs a lot more regular than you take your wife out to eat. Somebody say amen right there. Now some of you little hen-pecked rascals, you're hiding this morning. But some of you women ought to be shouting amen while you got a chance to shout amen this morning. We need some men that'll stand up and be a man. And we need some men stand up and be a man with our preacher. Somebody say amen right there. Well, I got some women in this church whip some of you spineless men. I mean, I do. I got some ladies, buddy, I'd turn loose on you and you'd holler calf rope just a few minutes. We need some men stand up with a man of God and holler amen when he's a preaching right. You ought to never make your preacher preach by himself. Amen. Your preacher in a church like this ought to be looking for a place to get in and preach. Amen. Hey, God's blessed us around here. And the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's about time men stand up and say, listen, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And our preacher preaches down here. And if you don't like the way he preaches, go down there at that woman church at the Methodist church and she'll talk to you a few minutes. People so confused got pastor on the sign that says Karen. You say, I don't like that preacher. Go on down there where they like it then. We don't like that hogwash here. It's about time man be a man. Amen. He's a just man. And he walked with God. And he didn't care what the world was doing. He had his eyes on God. And he said, God, I realize I ain't going to be blessed unless you bless me. Some of you chasing a whirlwind. Some of you out there running around that Jones crowd. And you're going to find out when they get out of you all they want out of you, they're going to throw you back like a bad dish rag. Honey, I'd rather have an old boy broke in a pair of overhauls and broke-in shoes and know his name's written down yonder in glory. You give me some Donald Hubbards and you give me some Dennis Rollins and you give me some Jason Adams. You give me some old boys that's been out there and worth things as I have. You give me some Troy Masses. You give me some Adam May. You give me some Randall Rollins. Maybe everybody don't like y'all, but I like y'all. You give me some Yankees get saved. I'll take every one of them. You give me some old boys that his name's Lager. I don't even know what his name. All I know is his name's Lager. That's my kind of crowd I like to preach to. That's my kind of crowd I love to go to church with. That's my kind of crowd, honey. Jesus died for sinners. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And you ought to be glad that God loves old sinners this morning. Some of you walk in, come prissing in, your little nose stuck up to the ceiling tie. You say, man, ain't y'all blessed because I come to your church today. No, you breathe in our good air. Amen. You're making my people walk too far in the parking lot. Come around, princess. Preacher, you offended me. That's right. I intended to. I get you half mad, you'll listen to what I got to say. Boy, we need some men like Simeon, don't we? This is what the Bible said about him in the society, how he lived. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was on him. Buddy, I love that kind of crowd that the Holy Ghost is on. Amen. In the society, how he lived. The society didn't change how he lived. Some of you are a chameleon. I've got some friends here from Tennessee this morning. Brother Steve, Miss Angie was out at the lake and was looking, and she seen a lizard. I said, "Hun, you better be glad my wife ain't here. She'd done screamed, told the whole town about it." Amen. I mean, it says something about a wife's a lizard scream. Amen. You that's lived with women like that, they got that scream, and you know they seen a lizard or a scorpion. Amen. She said, "Look at that. I can hardly see him." Said, "He's green." I said, "Yeah, but when he hits the bark of that tree, he's going to turn the color of that tree." She said, "Really?" And I know the Holy Ghost was in this, because that lizard come off of them branches and he got on the bark of that tree. She said, "Look a yonder." That's the way some folks are trying to be a Christian. They got a foot in the world. They got a foot in the church. And they don't know what side they on. And boy, if the crowd, the joke crowd comes in, the dirty books, they get over there and they look at the dirty books. And they listen to dirty jokes. And they drink their dirty beer. And they do all their nasty, dirty things. And then when they come to church, they get over and say, "Oh, preacher, I'm with you. Preacher, I'm with you, preacher. Oh, we love Jesus. You know, we love Jesus." Hey, be a Christian or take your sign down this morning. Be a Christian or take your sign down. I remember when I was back at Pepsi-Cola, as an old Church of God man. He checked us up. He got the money, made sure everything was square. You know, Brother Bart, I done something. You know how a man loves to get a crowd together and say something that's sort of off-colored. Now, I didn't mean nothing by it, but I said it. And you know, people was a-laughing. That old man walked up to me and he pulled his glasses down on his nose. He heard I'd started going to church. He said, "Son, you need to be a Christian or take your sign down." I guarantee you one thing, I watched my mouth around him next time. Boy, ain't that a lot of truth. You're not going to win anybody to God living like the world. You're not going to let your light shine in a dark world if you're being just like them. Thank God for a Simeon. And I tell you what this old boy would do too, buddy. When you come in his church, he'd shake hands with you because the Holy Ghost was on him. It amazes me. Hey, visitors, you that are here in our church, shame on our church if 40 or 50 people ain't shook your hand today. Shame on Liberty Baptist Church if we've not shook the visitors' hands this morning. Shame on us. People come in, ain't got nothing nice to drive or wear. Now, some of you got stuff to wear and you just won't wear it. If your dress won't wad a shotgun, it ain't enough dress there. Go on, shake it, you little hen-pecked rascal. Go on, shake your head. The Holy Ghost on him. We ought to welcome people to our church. We ought to thank God they in our church. We ought to thank the Lord that He had sent them down here to listen to preaching. Turn around and stick your hand out for somebody. Say, "I'm glad you hear this." Well, go on, tell them. They need to hear. Go on, Brother Mike. Tell her. She's wondering if you're glad you're here or not. You ought to shake people's hand in spite of you. "Well, I'm afraid somebody get my seat, preacher." Oh, is that your seat? Oh, is that right? Is there a name on the end of your seat? Is there a name? Now, if I had Logger wrote there, if I had Dennis wrote there, what's your name?
Tommy.
If I had Tommy wrote there, had Mark wrote there, and Steve and Wendell there, people come in and say, "Oh, Lord, I can't sit there." That's their seat. Y'all look a little more friendly over here preaching this morning, so I'll preach over on this side of church. And you know, if we had everybody's names on this glass, we say, "Oh, Lord, I might not can look out their window. That's the Joneses' window." Hello, phone's ringing. Pick it up. The only reason some of you won't give to the Lord because you're not going to get a song sung about you. You might would give maybe $5,000 this new bus we buy and if somebody would sing you a song. Yeah, somebody get you up and sing happy birthday to you on the stage. You may give a little more money. May get you a little more clout in the church. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about the God of heaven that hung on a cross, that loved us and put us together and died for us. And God, give us a man like Simeon, or a man that's hanging around the temple with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost was on him. I can tell you one good way to get the Holy Ghost on you, and that's get Him in you. And He ain't getting on you till He gets in you. Some of you've made a profession, you've never got saved. But honey, when He goes to living in you for long, He's going to show up on you. Some of y'all ain't getting it, so I'll move to point number two. Society, how he lived. He was a man of witness. Somebody's watching you. I thought you'd go down there to Liberty Baptist Church. Somebody, won't you pay your bills? Won't you do what you say you'd do? He was just and devout. Just was his character before men, but devout was his commitment before God. You know what we're having problems, all preachers around America? The men I go to, you know what they're telling me, Brother Bard? This is the biggest thing they see in their church, is commitment. Commitment. Let me tell you, it's not always a fuzzy feeling to get up and come to church. I mean, if you're waiting for the devil to encourage you on Sunday morning to get you down to a place like this, you won't never get here. Matter of fact, he's going to give you 100 reasons why not to get here. And people can be committed at their job. They can be committed at their ball practice. Why can't they get committed at the house of God? And don't get quiet on me. You can help me preach if you're a man. So I don't like that, but you had to come anyhow, didn't you? Because she told you you was coming. Amen. That's exactly right. Brother Jason wasn't coming. This man said, "You coming, boy. You coming down here." We need some men. And we need some men that's filled with the Holy Ghost. Some men that the Holy Ghost is on. And so we see the society, how he lived. But then we see the Spirit, how he was led. I want you to look where the Spirit took him. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he'd seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. I can tell you if the Holy Ghost's on you or not, it'll bring you to church. The Spirit, how it led. In the Spirit, amazing. Verse 26, he yielded to the Spirit. Boy, aren't you glad we've got a Spirit that we can yield to? Isn't it amazing the way the flesh pulls us and the Spirit pulls us, and it's a battle going on in us? And I can tell you the one that's going to win is the one that you yield to. Your flesh is so big and so bad, you better not yield to your flesh. It's going to get you in a pile of trouble. You know when you're tempted in the flesh, you're saying, "Oh yeah, that's for me." And the Spirit's saying, "No, it's not for you. Yield to Christ." We must learn to yield to the Spirit. And then, this man, the way he was led of the Spirit, not only was he yielded to the Spirit, but he was yoked to the Spirit. Verse 27, "And came by the Spirit into the temple." I wonder, has the Spirit of God brought any of you into here this morning? You know, a lot of times we think, "Well, I'm going to go down there and try that church out." That wasn't you. There's a Spirit of God moving in your heart that you could hear truth so He could save your worthless hide. You ought to thank God the Spirit has yoked up with you and brought you to where you could hear preaching. You say, "Well, I'm here, what I do now?" You listen. And you yield to the Spirit. Some of you want to come to the altar and pray. I don't know why you don't come. He's wanting to help you. We see how that no doubt Simeon and society, how he lived, but the Spirit, how he was led. Isn't it amazing? I hear people say this. Well, you know, we're leaving the church. Okay, where are you going? Why are you going? Well, we just not getting fed. Well, then you must not have your head in the trough. Because sheep eat sheep food. I've seen people leave here and say, well, you know, preacher, you're just a little loud and you're always long. I know I'm loud. I know I'm long. And then so you know, and this is what amazes me. They jump out of the skillet and they land in the fire where they go. And for the long, Brother Marty, pew, out of there they go. It wasn't that preacher. It was that book bothering them. Y'all tickle me. It's red cars and black cars. I can get one of the best preachers in America here. If he don't run, snort, and snot, you think, well, when's he going to preach? Friend, I'm going to tell you something. We ought to thank the Lord of how Simeon's life showed how he was led by the Spirit. The Spirit led him to church. The Spirit's always going to lead you to the church. The flesh will lead you out of the church. The Spirit will lead you to the church. Now, the Spirit, how he's led, he is yielded to the Spirit and he was yoked to the Spirit. But then, notice this on this servant, Simeon. Not only society, how he lived, and the Spirit, how he was led, but I want you to look in verse 28 of the Savior who he loved. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This man, we don't really know how long that he had been there waiting, but we know he was waiting. And let me tell you something. Your answer may not come today, but you just keep hanging around the temple, and you're going to get some light on your situation. And this is what he said. He said he came by the Spirit in the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. Now I've got to say something right there. I'm running every rabbit gets up. But they brought the child Jesus to church. You think these kids can drive? Your kids have got to be brought to church. Don't send them to church. Bring them to church. Now, the Savior who he loved, verse 28. Now, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thine word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. The Savior who he loved. First of all, the Savior was revealed. The Savior was received. You've got to receive the Savior. He took him up in his arms. Aren't you glad somebody brought you to the temple that you could find Jesus? And this is what I love, Brother Donald, Brother Dennis. Oh, Lord, I didn't see it the right then. Somebody brought Jesus to church with them. Wouldn't that be awful if we had people here that didn't bring Jesus to church with them? I guarantee you there'd be 50 devils telling Brother Dennis because he stood up this morning. He shouldn't have stood up. There'd be 70 devils by supper time telling Brother Donald, they're getting tired of hearing you. Brother Donald, sir, you can stand up and shout any time. I'm younger. I can preach over you. Stand every chance you can stand, sir. Because when I stand over you and get to preach, if you make it there before I do, I'm going to tell folks you wasn't scared to stand up and let the redeemed say so. Thank God for people bringing Jesus to church. Brought him with them. You know, meetings got to break out if you bring Jesus with you. You know, the reason our meetings is so dead and dry sometimes, ain't nobody brought Jesus in here with them. Brought the world in with them. last July the 4th, holidays is killing this preacher. I mean, y'all thinking about how many hot dogs you're going to grill and how long I'm going to keep you on 4th of July Sunday. Your mind ain't on worship, ain't on the book. Finally, we got little spurts going last Sunday. I got out and texted one of my preacher boys. I said, I can't stand holidays. Preacher, what you doing? I'm telling you this. When Simeon seen the Lord, he received Him. Have you ever received the Lord? We talk a lot about the Lord, but has it ever been a time that you've received the Lord? And I notice this. The Lord is so good when you receive Him. Not only the Savior who He loved, but look at salvation and how He left. Verse 30. He said, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of His people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken. And Simon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, "Behold, the child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. A sword shall pierce through thine own soul," saying, you know what, your son's going to go to Calvary, "but that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Simeon blessed them. Simeon received, and he said, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." He took him up in his arms in 28 and blessed God and said, "Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." Isn't it amazing that only Jesus will give you peace? Some of you are looking for peace in all the wrong places. Miss Julie, I want you to come. You looking around this whole world for peace. And I know what I'm preaching about this morning. You think, well, you know, if I can just get a pile of money and get it stashed back, then I can be happy. If you get $100,000, you're going to want another $100,000 to go with that. And if you get that 100 acres that you've been dreaming about all your life, you're just going to want that other 100 that joins it. There's no peace in that. There's turmoil in that. Only Jesus can bring you peace. Can you imagine when that old man walked in the temple and there they brought Jesus in, how relieved he was to find the Lord? Now, isn't it amazing how good the Holy Ghost is to us that allowed us to find Jesus before we die? He went out and departed. And as far as we know, we don't know how much longer he lived. But we know the Holy Ghost had told him, Brother Adam, that he was going to find the Lord's Christ before he died. What grace. What mercy. That a God, Brother Tim, would lead us to a temple and let us find Jesus before we died. Sounds like grace to me. He held him and he blessed him. And he said, "Mine eyes have seen salvation." I'm glad I'm saved this morning. And I said all that to say to you, Jesus is here. And ain't nobody like Jesus. Nobody. The Holy Ghost brought him to the temple. You know why? Because he found help at the temple. You're not going to find no help out yonder. I don't even know why you're looking out there. You're going to find help in the temple where Jesus is. Let me tell you what, Baptist people are going to let you down. Baptists will let you die and go to hell, but Jesus can save you. Brother Mike, this crowd would be surprised how many Baptist churches wouldn't want me there. And I got news for you, not a lot of them would want you there. Because you got scars on you.
You've got a past that's ugly. But what they don't know, you've met Jesus and He washed you past away. And now we ain't got a past, we got a place. And we got peace. Are you glad that the Holy Ghost brought you the temple where you could find Jesus? Miss Julie, just sang me some. You mind the Lord. Maybe you're here this morning and you've never had that peace in your heart. I'd come.